Overview of Module 1, Coaching 101. In Module 1, I've created five lessons that I believe are some of the fundamentals to building a great coaching practice. No matter who I work with, at whatever level they are at in their coaching career, I always make sure to check in on some of these components to make sure that they're foundational in their coaching practice. In Lesson 1, we're going to focus on what is coaching and why do people need coaching. The reason that I start there is because coaching can drift into counseling and other forms of one-on-one relationships that really are not appropriate for someone who has not been properly licensed and trained. So I want to start with the very fundamentals of defining coaching. And in this session, I'll walk you through some of my own learns, some of my own key words that I use in my definition. And then I'm going to talk to you about the different scenarios that you're going to encounter in coaching people. And I list out about 15 different reasons that I've engaged various people over all the years. I'll also give you some examples of some of the people that I've coached and some of the results that came out of that. I'll do a high-level review of the coaching gap diagram, which you're going to hear all about in this training, but it's what I use to really keep me guided in the right direction when I'm working with someone. In your next step exercises, it's pretty simple. You're going to read three chapters out of the book and then work on your own definition of coaching. In lesson two, we're going to talk about real coaching success defined. There's a lot of coaches out there, a lot of coaching organization, coaching styles, coaching models, and unfortunately, they're not all really that good. I don't want to be critical of anyone, but I also want to approach my work with people in a very professional manner. So it's one of the core reasons that we even wrote the book in the first place, and we're going to all this effort to train coaches, is because we feel there needs to be a high standard in our service to people. And so I just walk you through what success looks like and how you know if you're being successful as a coach. And I talk about the art of coaching, science of coaching, the business of coaching. And for your next step exercises, I'm going to have you study the 47 glossary terms in the back of the book. Now, 47 sounds like a lot, but it's a pretty quick read. But I want you to begin early on in the training to start becoming familiar with the conversation that coaches have with each other. And so that's why I want you to work on the glossary and getting some of the terms, and you will review the terms as you go throughout the training. The second thing I'm going to have you do is I want you to do some research in the coaching industry, and I'll give you some specific search terms to use and some of the questions that I want you to answer. Lesson number three, I want to talk to you about the various types of coaching and coaching topics. There's a lot of different ways to coach people. You can do it in groups. You can do it by a track. You can do it custom. You can do it mastermind groups, you can do it one-on-one, you can do it for-profit, non-profit, and I want to walk you through all the ones that I'm familiar with so that you can find the different ways of coaching people that best fit you. And then I'm going to introduce to you 12 different topics that are most common for me and the other coaches that I've trained. We've looked at all the things we've coached on, and I've summarized those down to 12. And then I'm also going to talk about P1, P2, which means coaching for their personal life or coaching for their professional life. And then your next step exercise for this module is pretty simple. Just going to have you read a chapter. Lesson number four is going to be a blast because I'm going to walk you through your own Berkman, which is included in your certification. So this is the assessment tool that is one of the backbones of our coaching business. We're north of 3,000 people that we've taken through. Last week, I just took 102 students, 20-year-olds, through them. I'm just in love with the Berkman because of what it informs the clients and people that I work with and the impact that it makes. So I'm going to actually take you through yours page by page to help you better understand who you are, because we're going to use that information to help you really shape your own way of coaching other people. So in lesson five, it's entitled How to Use Your Hardwiring to Help You Be a Great Coach. And here I'm going to really emphasize and encourage you to begin to think about your own unique style of coaching. So your next step exercises will be taking all of the Berkman information and using those discoveries to identify the type of coach that you're going to be. And then finally, you're going to take your open book test. Looks like we've got 14 questions that we're going to be asking you. Some of the answers are found in the book. Some of them's going to be found in the audio lessons. And we think that putting it in the form of a test will do the job of really helping you review and get into your thinking what we want to be in your thinking. So Coaching 101, Module 1, is going to be a great kickoff to your training, and we look forward to working with you.